Hello, John.
Right, now, before we start, she's lost the link. Could you hold on just now? I've got my birth certificate here, and I've got an up-to-date bank statement just there now. Went up to the bank. I've got these two items here. Could you send her an alert? Because she's not got a clue how to get into the link. She's lost it.
Yep, right, okay. Just bear with me.
Thank you.
That's okay. I just want to confirm Kim's number with you. Could you tell me that number again, please, John? Because I've had to change it back to yours, you see, so we can contact you.
Hey, what's my number?
No, I need Kim's number again, please.
What's your number again, Kim? 0754.
0754.
71.
433. 466. 466. Okay, not a problem. I shall get that link resent back over to Kim for you.
Right, so how did she get into the link? How was it you pressing the phone?
So if the link isn't able to be clicked, what you do is you press your finger on the actual link itself, and it'll say copy, like you're copying the message. And then Kim can then go into the internet on her phone and put that link into the web address then to then search it.
Well, she goes into the, say it again, Anne, because she's no very good at this phone.
That's okay. Can Kim hear me?
No, you might be put her on here, Kim, here.
Yep.
She's not got a clue.
That's okay. Kim, can you hear me?
She's no to my phone. She says she can't do it.
What was that? Sorry, John.
She says she can't do it. She's not got a clue how to do it. I'm trying to tell her. You can explain to her.
Yeah, of course. So if I'm able to speak to Kim, I can
tell
her.
To speak to you, Kim.
I wonder
about
I put it at the back
of the detector system. Right, she's on that, but you've got to go on to the link. So what is it you press again now?
So if you're not able to press the link, what Kim needs to do is with her finger press on the address. And keep hold of it until it says that she can copy or paste it, and it gives her options.
Right. See the address. Press your finger on the address in that. The address.
Yeah. On the web address itself, yeah.
On the web address itself. No, she's not going to get it. She's not going to get it. I need to try and get somebody else.
That's okay. Yeah, if you want to be able to get someone else, you can. But I am trying to, obviously.
I know. She doesn't know how to do it.
Okay. Well, what about yourself, John? Do you want to try and have a go for
right,
Kim?
Hold on. Give me this one. I'm at the documents here. It's signed and completed. Certificate issued.
It's not that link. That one's that one you've already done. It's the recent one that I sent by itself. It's just a message by itself.
There's nothing there. So what did I do? Did I scroll down
the way? No. It should be the last text message that I sent to you.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's literally a link that says. So if you go to the text message from ourself.
I don't know what I'm doing. Honestly, I really don't.
That's okay. If you can try.
I'm coming down the way, right? At the very top, it says, thing there, completed, right? So, what do I do now?
So come off that link, because that's the link with the documents. We've already done that link.
Right, so, but how do I come off? How do I come off?
So if you get Kim to show you, it's going back to the text messages that I've sent you. So go back to the page where you can see the text message that I've sent you.
You need to come off the page to go into text messages. You need to come off that. Right, let's see. You need to go back to the text messages, Kim.
No.
I don't know if you've done it.
That's okay.
You need to find it somewhere else.
No, it's okay. I'm just trying to talk to you step by step. So,
I can't see you once you're going up.
Yeah, so just tell Kim for now just to go to the text messages. That's all I needed to do.
Right. She's on when the.
Yep. So
she's on the NS Law the last text message.
Yep. Yep. So INS Law and the last text message that I sent you, it should be a link that has the word Dropbox.com in it.
Oh well. No, somebody asked me. Sorry. It's not idiot. Yeah, she can't do it, mate.
Honestly, John, she can do it.
Can do it.
Take
your time.
That's it. Just take your time and just listen to each step that I'm telling you.
Right. So she's going. You got to. What is it again? The last text message you sent.
So it's the last text message that has www.dropbox.com.
It's going to the last text message you sent. www.dot.com.
www.dropbox.com.
Right. Try not mess,
So it, that should be the last text message that I sent. It's a single text message.
So you need to get your messages. Is that what it is?
Yep, that's it. Yeah, so go into the text messages from
messages.
INS Law.
Didn't your last message come? That's it. I'm trying to explain to you. Oh, God. Let's see. Come, I can't see it. It's just the last one is to press the link below.
So you haven't had another text message with just a single web address, that's all?
I don't know. Have you got a message here? No.
Right, okay. Just bear with me, because whilst I'm on the phone...
I can't hear me, sorry.
That's okay. Whilst I'm on the phone, I'm going to change the number on your file again to Kim's.
Hold on. Right, so it's allowed to take pictures now. She's got that part.
Yep. So that's exactly it. So the link to take pictures.
That's it. You've got it there.
Yep. Right. So
what do I do now?
So with your birth certificate and your bank statement, all you need to do on Kim's phone is take.
I can't. She's speaking and making your talk. I can't hear. Sorry.
That's okay. So all you need to do is take a picture of your passport.
Right.
Making sure it's all nice and clear, so I can see it.
Uh-huh.
And then a picture of your bank statement with all four corners
I've not got a bank. It's just a Royal Bank of Scotland, and my birth certificate. Is that okay?
Yep. So you said that you got a bank statement from the bank this morning?
Yes, I just got it there, yes.
Yep, okay. So what I need is a picture of the passport, and then you upload that, and then you can take another picture.
I can't hear you, mate. She's talking again, sorry.
That's okay.
She keeps talking. It's going to go after me. She's took me. I'm just going to have to leave it, mate. She's kind of dead. She's talking.
Well, I press the blue.
No. You're going to take a picture of this.
I know. I said, well, I press the blue button. It's telling us. Allow to take the picture.
Did she press that, mate?
Yeah, so you get that link up where you're able to take a picture.
Uh-huh.
And then when you have your passport and your bank statement in front of you, you take
uh-huh.
a picture of one of each with all four uh-huh. corners showing. And after every picture you've taken, you press upload, and it will upload into that file.
Right. So you take the pictures, right? You've got to have the four corners in it. That's one.
Yeah.
You take that four corners in it, and then you press upload.
You press upload, and that will
upload. You need to take the pictures of this, Kim.
She's
pressing it. It's not coming up, mate.
What is it that Kim's pressing?
What are you pressing?
Right, I've got the cabin.
Right, that's it. No. No, Kim, you need to come over here,
please.
I don't know. Kim, you need to take the whole four corners in it.
It's a picture of your passport that Kim needs to take, sir.
It's not a passport, mate. It's the Bank of Scotland thing.
Yes, so you've got your Bank of
Scotland. I can't hold it up.
You've got your Bank of Scotland.
You've got to get the four corners in that. The whole four corners. I can't. What's the point of holding it? Four corners and I'll get that. No, you don't take the four corners at one at a time, you take the whole picture in.
No, it is.
It's only taking up one.
It is. You take one of the bank statements, sir. And then what?
She's just. Go.
Yeah, you take one of the bank statements and one of the birth certificate.
Right, take one of the bank statements. It's half gone. Do it again. Give me it and I'll do it. I'll try it. Give me it and I'll try it. Give me it and I'll try it. I'm going to let this up. Give me it and I'll try it. Give me it and I'll try it.
What was that, sorry?
I don't know what she's done. She's took a photo.
You don't want to take a photo of the tap?
No, you thought you did the whole picture, all right?
You've just got to take a picture of the document.
You've got to take a full picture of the document, the whole picture. Back into the link. No, I can't ask him because he's too busy tonight. That's terrible talk.
What was that, sorry?
I'm going to have to leave it and date it. Maybe tomorrow, next week sometime. I can't do this. She's no more than yet.
Okay, no worries, John. Just obviously just before we go, can you just confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
It's 99 Drumbody Road.
Yep, and the date of birth?
It's 34456.
Perfect, and yeah, just clarifying, the password on the account is Adele.
That's correct. So once you get this sorted out, we can send the photos on.
Yep, so all you do is you take one picture at a time of the birth certificate and then one of the bank statements.
And then you press upload.
And then, yeah, once you've taken the picture, you press upload and then you'll be able to take another picture of either the bank statement of or the birth certificate, whatever order you do it in.
So you take one, then press upload, then take another one, press upload, and then do it again?
No, that's it. It's only two pictures that we need. That's all it is. And as I said, just making sure that all four corners are showing for the documents. That's all we need.
You have the fourth corner showing the whole picture. The whole shebang. Right,
okay.
We'll try it anyway, Cameron. And then we'll get your phone back. Okay, then.
Okay, no worries, John. Thank you very much.
Right, bye.
Cheers, John. Bye now.